You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And this is episode number 557. Every time I say the episode number, I'm blown away that that's where we're at. And it's all because of you guys. So thank you for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for subscribing to the show wherever you listen to the show, whether that's Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, Blueberry, Overcast, wherever it is. Thank you for subscribing. And I know it makes it easier for you to get the downloads automatically. But we also want to say a quick thank you to DroneU. If you want to elevate your experience, if you want to get all of our classes for one low monthly price, and you want a community of like-minded drone guys, accept their experience so they can help you lower the learning curve. It's the only community on the internet that is like it, and you've got to check it out. Just go to thedroneu.com and click the Getting Started button. But also a special thank you to our sponsor, Charqui. Charqui is actually a Peruvian alternative to jerky. In fact, the original jerky was actually called Charqui and brought up from Southern America with the explorers when they moved north to North America. Except the main difference between Charqui and other jerky is that this jerky does not have any preservatives. Because we use an ancient Peruvian method to create Charqui, there's only four ingredients, which means it's preserved in a natural way that will not negatively affect your health. Now, if you're paleo, if you have a paleo diet or maybe even a ketogenic diet, you're gonna wanna check out the Charqui salt and pepper because it has no sugar whatsoever. It is paleo certified and you can get yours today on Amazon. Just go to amazon.com and search for Charqui. That's Charqi. Anyway, guys, very excited about today's show. I learned a hack about creating a second screen for the Mavic, and we're going to be talking about that. Rob, why don't you go ahead and play that funky question, Bald Boy?
Hi, guys. This is Brett up in Oregon. Thank you so much for the podcast. Thank you so much for Drone You. I would have not have passed my 107 without it. So much appreciation. Quick to the question, I want to run two displays for my Mavic Pro. So I'm doing roof inspections and some simple construction inspections where someone would like to see in real time what I am doing and can see the problem immediately. So I want to have two displays, obviously the one that I have on the Mavic Pro controller. I'd also like to have a separate one, perhaps an iPad or something like that, for other people to look at so they can see what I'm doing in real time and not have to be over my shoulder. Is there any solution to that? I've been looking online, very unsatisfied with some of the solutions that they have. Most of them are completely impractical. So anything you could do to help, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, Paul, because anybody who's flown or been around somebody else who's flying, I mean, I know I've kind of been looking over your shoulder before, and frankly, it gets a little uncomfortable and getting all close, getting all tight in there just to try to see the screen. And
uncomfortable, you can imagine, for you.
Well, you can imagine he's out, or somebody's out at a construction site, and they're working with the foreman of the site or whatever, and they're wanting to show them something, and, you know, these macho dudes are all getting essentially frisky trying to see the screen. You can really see a need for wanting to set something up like this.
Yeah, I can see a need. I'm a little bit different as far as how I take on jobs. I normally do not like anyone over my shoulder because I'm normally not focused on the job at hand. I'm focused on trying to woo and wow and show people.
Which is one more reason to have a second screen.
It is. But you have to also understand, you know, a long time ago, people have been asking, you know, can I use a Mavic for commercial purposes? And the answer is yes, on a very, very basic level.
Sure.
You can't really build a business on a Mavic. The Mavic doesn't have a lot of the functionality of even a Phantom 4, Phantom 4 Pro. You know, you don't have the attitude mode. You don't have the ability to hand catch it very easily. You don't have the ability to plug in a second monitor. You don't have the ability to change the back of the remote so you can actually change how monitors are plugged into the drone. Mm-hmm. So I caution anyone who's listening to this on buying a Mavic to use it for commercial purposes as our caller is doing so. Now, if our caller is limited by budget and he's already gone out and bought a Mavic, he's limited by budget. He can only do, you know, with what he has. That being said, let's get back later. Don't let me forget to talk about perception in doing jobs. I think this is a very important aspect that we should talk about. But there is one solution I know of if he does want to actually show his Mavic feed to another monitor. I don't know of any other way than the way I'm about to tell you. So if it's impractical by any means, I apologize. But I would really argue that the Mavic Pro is really impractical for doing these types of jobs.
It's kind of the nature of the beast. Yeah. The impracticality is something you're going to have to deal with.
Yes. Now, that being said, there's a really cool hack if you're using an iPhone to control your Mavic Pro. So if you go out and buy on eBay an old Apple TV, you can be the very first generation of Apple TV. It doesn't matter. Just go buy an Apple TV. You don't need Wi-Fi. It's not even important. Just go buy Apple TV, plug it into a monitor, plug it into your inverter in your car, and play it from the back of your car. Now, when you're using your Mavic Pro, you can slide up your phone and you'll get the little control panel on your phone. And when you get that, you just click AirPlay. That way, the Apple TV will be mirrored from your phone. So this is the only way that I know that you can create a second screen for the Mavic Pro is if you use an iPhone, get an old Apple TV, plug the Apple TV into the monitor, on your phone, click mirror my screen. Mm-hmm. So it's just slide up and it's the bottom right button, Apple AirPlay, click AirPlay, and now your screen will duplicate onto the bigger screen and everyone can watch it. I am really not a fan of people asking me questions while I'm flying. And I know people have created vests like, yes, I'm a UAV pilot. Yes, it flies 400 feet. Yes, it goes fast. Yes, you can buy it online, like all of those questions. But seriously, guys, do you not have the balls to just look someone in the eye and say, look, guys, I'm flying right now. I'm trying to do a job. I will answer your questions as soon as I'm done flying. Because I say that and a lot of people never even come back to ask questions. And I'm like, perfect. So like, I'm not there to answer people's questions. I'm there to take care of a job. So one thing that also people have talked about is getting the right drone as far as client perception. That if you only have a small drone, some clients may not think that you're professional or right. that you're an adequate drone pilot. And I would say if you're running across this, why are you flying in front of your clients all the time? Why not, you know, have that initial meeting? If this is real estate, they bring you to the house because they don't know you. That's fine. You don't have to fly right in front of them. You know what I mean? They don't have to be there. If I've built my entire business on a Phantom and I ran into the perception problem, and that's when I stopped flying in front of people. Because right. if they're going to judge me off of the type of equipment I have, chances are they're not really a client I want to work with. But if I can limit the perception therein, then I can limit how they view me. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what kind of drone I fly. What matters is the deliverable you provide.
But that said, that perception matters.
It does matter.
And we've talked about it from that perspective as well.
We have. My point in saying this is because we have talked about it, I want to bring up that there are alternatives to the perception problem. There's always alternatives. And as a business owner, we talk about this in the book. There are two types of mentalities in this world. And if you're going to own a business, you need the latter. Okay. The first mentality is there's a problem. Who's going to fix it for me? That is the client or member mentality. For the owner mentality, there is a problem. What alternative am I going to find to fix the problem? If you don't have that mentality, you shouldn't be in business.
Well, okay. So if I'm understanding right, let's say we're talking directly to Brett here, who's asked the question. He's got a Mavic. And so what you're saying is try to keep some distance between you and the clients. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons for that is that you don't have run into that perception problem. They're not hovering over you, checking out your drone, wondering why it's so itty bitty and how in the world are you going to charge us that much money using
exactly.
that little thing?
Yep.
And I see what you're saying. I wonder if that's how difficult that would be given that before you ever start flying, as you're kind of talking about the job, there's so much curiosity about this industry right now and about the tools that are being used. Keeping those clients that are paying you good money away from what you're using to fly or what you're using to do the job would be tough.
I don't think
so. Just because there's such curiosity and I guess you could I don't know, just take a hard stance and say, you cannot see my equipment.
Or,
but I don't know how practical that is.
Or you can do, or if you're smart, you can do a huge presentation with a bunch of realtors, and then you can rent an Inspire One from Drone Rentals, or I forget the name of the company, and you can have it there, and everyone's going to think that you're a professional pilot because you have this Inspire, and you rented it for a day, and it cost you $150. And then you go out to all the jobs, and you fly your Mavic because that's all you really own.
Sure.
That's solving the problem.
That's the old bait and switch.
Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. They both put out the same image quality. So.
Well, exactly. And so one of the other things that you can do is be very, very educated on the tools that you are using. And when people have questions, explain to them, look, this thing is as powerful as X in that it does all of these things. It's an amazing piece of equipment. Isn't it amazing what you can do with such a small drone?
Yeah, and they're like, well, why would you want a bigger drone then? And it's the answer is very simple, to be able to fly more often, because it's your small drone is limited by weather, which right. If you're getting into business, you really need to focus on that, because the Mavic is extremely limited by weather, whereas the Phantom 4 Pro is probably the best Phantom that's ever come out that can handle wind. It right. handles wind way better than a P3 Pro, than a P2, than even a P4, and even an Inspire 1, if you want to know the truth. The Inspire 2 is a different story, but Inspire 1 for sure. So, yeah. And when I meant to say same image quality too, guys, so you don't correct me on YouTube and spend too much of your time on that, I was talking about the basic Inspire 1 12 megapixel camera. Okay, so anyway.
All right, very good. So one question, a couple questions for you. The older Apple TV, I'm just kind of trying to think of what the capital outlay is for something like that. Probably pretty inexpensive to get something like
so
that set
I
up.
I found out about this hack because I think it was because of Doug Lafarge who told me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he was showing me like
another
right there.
Drone U instructor, by
another
the way.
Another Drone U instructor, yes. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you're not going to be able to get two images out of the Mavic Pro without this. I don't see another way. Could you split the cable and run two leads out of the one? Yes, but you're going to murder the battery in the remote. And the battery in the remote is powering the receiver. It's powering the remote. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but my Mavic Pro normally won't last more than 5 or 6 flights, the remote at least. So
wow.
It's not like a Phantom 4 Pro remote, which will last all day long, which you can change the back out on. Why is that important? Because you can have extra HDMI outs, so you can run two feeds off of the remote. It'll handle it no problem. You don't have to play any games with AirPlay. Mm-hmm. It just works.
Okay, so the Apple TV, an older one, maybe $100?
I'm thinking like 50.
$50, so
right
really
now.
Inexpensive. And then the other question that I had is, well, and you've essentially alluded to this, but if you're working with a Samsung or some sort of a tablet that's non-Apple, that's not going to work.
Correct.
I mean, there's no... I don't know. You can't use like a Roku or something to accomplish the same thing.
I am not familiar and am unaware of any way that would work. That doesn't mean it's not possible.
Right.
So that being said, Apple TV original on eBay is $40.
Wow. All right. So pretty inexpensive setup.
Yeah.
Because you've already got the phone.
Yes.
Or maybe the iPad mini or something.
Yes.
And it'll work with the iPad mini, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
So, and it's just a near... It's some sort of near field connection. I don't know what frequency band, if it's Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, what
right.
it is. I don't care. I just know that it works.
They
so
connect.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
And no, you don't need Wi-Fi in order for it to work. That was my first question when I was told and taught about this. So no, but I hope that answers your question. And if it did, if you found this useful, share the podcast with someone. Let someone know about the podcast, because the more people that have good information, the better people fly, the safer people fly, and the more we can retain our freedoms to fly, which is why we sit in these chairs every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for you. But anyway,
indeed.
That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.